GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Last night, Liam Sheedy was confirmed as the new Tipperary hurling manager, taking over on a three-year term for what will be his second period in charge of the Premier's hurlers. Delighted to say that Liam joins us on the line now. Liam, good evening, and first of all, welcome back to Intercounty Management.
Thanks, Richie. Yeah, as if I wasn't, as if I had enough grey hairs already. But anyway, sure. I suppose it's just like, it's been a manic few days and a manic last 24 hours. But for me, it's great to be back at the helm. You know, I consider it to be one of the best jobs in the country and hotly sought after. So to be given a chance to manage your own county any year is a fantastic honour. And it's one that I'm really looking forward to.
We kind of got wind that you might be in the frame to take over about a week or so ago. I think it was just at the start of the month. And we obviously came to the end point with your appointment last night. Give us a kind of a behind the scenes as much as you can of the machinations of all this. Do you put yourself forward for this? Was it certain clubs came to you and said, Liam, would you fancy giving it another go? How did the timeline of things work out from your point of view?
Yeah, a number of weeks back, I guess I would probably say I could have been one of the first candidates spoken to. I guess that's the beauty of being a former All-Ireland manager, Richie. You're generally, myself and Nicky probably do get spoken about every time the tip manager job come up, having been successful previously. So, I did speak, but I was wondering, could I do it? But I guess it was when I said no, I'd step back and I said, look, sure, I couldn't. And then, it just wasn't going away. There was something tugging at me there. And then obviously, family and friends, I'm lucky I have a great circle of family and friends, and they were saying, have you really thought this through? You're getting to your late 40s now. Is there ever a better time? And last minute I went back in and said, lads, is that job gone, And because I suppose, as I said, it is one of the best jobs in the country. And I suppose there's just an opportunity there to go back in and be a part of it again. And thankfully, as I said, I have a busy job at Bank of Ireland, but it now has me based in Munster for the last 18 months. And I went to Áine and I said, Áine, is there any way that you could support me in looking to take on the Tipperary manager job? And she gave me her full support. So at that stage then, I knew it was the right thing to do, to look to see could I secure the position. And thankfully, over the last week, I've managed to do that.
Very good. At what point did you go back to them and say, can you keep me in consideration for this?
Just a week before. I was on the Wednesday before to know where is it at, I look at it, as I said, I guess it's, these jobs are always hotly contested and was always going to be the case. And, there was other people involved. And, in hindsight, it probably mightn't have been the ideal way for me to do it. So, it certainly wasn't my intention to upset anybody or get in the way of anybody. But I guess, I had to make my own feelings clear in the finish that, there's a burning desire in me to do it. And to be honest with you, Richie, since I've made the decision, I probably haven't enjoyed the last any few days as much as I've enjoyed the last few days, just really thinking about it and trying to build your plans. And it makes the carriage journey your own a whole new different ballgame altogether.
When you left back in 2010, at the time you cited work commitments, and as you mentioned there, you've kind of got a different role. You're working in and around the Munster area, as you put it yourself. How different are the work commitments? How much time are you expecting you're going to have to give over to this thing day in and day out and week in and week out? Because as we saw from that ESRI report that came out last week, which obviously focused on the intercounty players, it was saying that they, in 2016, had to offer up to 31 hours a week to basically give over to time for the county side. For managers, I mean, we've seen with Derek McGrath in the past couple of years when he had to temporarily step aside from his teaching job, and there have been others as well. Like, this thing's almost a full-time gig in and of itself. I'd imagine the tip job is no different, probably even more pressurised.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's it is full on at various stages throughout the year. There's no doubt about that. But I guess the secret here is really the team behind the team. I mean, all I do is really front it up and facilitate it. I suppose the next 2 weeks for me is all about getting really good people in amongst my setup. I suppose if I take my own Bank of Ireland team, I really benefit from being able to put really good people around me that are very, very capable, are well able to do their job, and you trust them to do their job, and it does free up your time and allow you to, I suppose, work really, really smart and efficient. I know that's going to have to be the case now, but I think when you find yourself in a situation where you're tying down a very, very busy day job and you're also tying down a temporary job, that's something that you've got to be very cognizant of, and it's something that I'm very, very aware of, and that's why I suppose I'm not rushing into the backroom team. It is a work in progress, and I'm going to make sure that I get that right, because because it needs to be right for me, but most importantly of all, it needs to be right for this Tipperary team.
I mean, we saw from who succeeded you as tip manager that you had a decent nose for a backroom team in the past. How far along the road are you in terms of discussions as regards adding to your team for this go around?
I don't really feel a rush, to be honest with you. You know, generally, if in previous years we'd just be finished the All-Ireland, we'd probably be still talking about the great match we had. You know, it's a bit earlier this year. So, like, we are in the middle of September. It is going to be November before we kick off. So I'm going to make sure that I get the right calibre of people. And I'm very, very happy. And I'm extremely, extremely confident that I will be able to pull together a really, really good, I suppose, backroom team to work with myself and allow us all working together to facilitate, as I said, this team playing to its potential in 2019.
We'll let you sift through the CVs. Just as a matter of interest, you were working with Sport Ireland's High Performance Unit. Is that something you're going to continue on as well? Or?
Yeah, that's something I enjoy. As I said, you know, high performance sport is, you know, I think that both jobs complement each other, to be honest with you. It's not massively, massively time consuming. You know, again, it's really, really well run well. And High Performance Unit under Paul McDermott is a really, really, I suppose, good unit. And all I do really is just help him from an oversight through the board and through the committee. So, yeah, that's something that, as I said, I enjoy and have a great relationship with Paul and the overall Sport Ireland team.
Getting down to, you know, your transition, because obviously you're going to leave behind the media work that you've been involved in. You were involved in the Sunday Game for the last number of years. Was there a brief moment of panic after your ratification last night where you thought, Christ, what have I said about them in the past couple of years on telly that I need to have these tapes deleted?
No, not at all. As I said, I take my punditry job very, very seriously. I'm well aware, from having come from the amateur background and the volunteer status, of what's required and what players put in. You know, there is a requirement that you call it as it is, and you talk about and analyse the game in front of you, but I don't think it needs to be at the detriment of the individual or the person, and I certainly would be cognizant of that. At the end of the day, I'm stepping back in here. I'm going in as a volunteer, as a father of two girls, and it's a job that I'm doing not for financial gain, it's for the love of my county, and I'd like to think that the people of Tipperary and anybody that observes that will see a man that's ultimately doing his best to try and help the county to be competitive, and I'll guarantee all of the people of Tipperary and beyond that that's what I'll be ultimately trying to do. You know, you know that's all anybody can do in any job. And look, I'm well aware, like, people are more than entitled to have their view. If there's one thing I learned after being involved previously, is that you got to be thick-skinned in this job. But that's not something that scares me or worries me. People are allowed to have their view. I'll be able to know deep down that I'm doing everything possible for Tipperary to be successful and to play to their potential.
8 years is, you know, it's a fair bit of time to pass, and in that time we've kind of seen the rise of social media and the rise of kind of people's opinions online, etc., etc. Eamon Fitzmaurice is one of those in recent months after he stepped away from the Kerry gig to speak about what he'd gone through personally in terms of the abuse or contact with the general public that he had while he was in charge of them. It's not something that would concern you, as you mentioned yourself there, you've got thick skin. But it is something else to factor in. I mean, the outside world in terms of GAA management can be pretty tough at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, like, you're going with your eyes wide open. You know, I'm under no illusions. You know, when the team is going well, everything goes well. I mean, there's a fair few letters I have from my previous role, and that's fine. I mean, people have a point of view. Some people would like to put it in your letterbox. I mean, it's not something I would be, you know, a huge fan of, to be honest with you. You know, but like, for all the bad letters you get in some really good letters as well. So I mean, you know, you got to take the good with the bad here. But the one thing that I won't be concerned about, and the reason why it doesn't worry me, is that it's not as if I'm going to go into this job and give it 50%. This job will get my full commitment. Anybody that works with me in the backroom team will give the very same, and any player that we ask to be part of the setup will be a similar. So, like, we're really going to make sure that we do everything possible for Tipperary to play to its potential, and if that gets a success, brilliant. But I'd be very, very happy that you know, there's a good mix coming through. Liam Cahill has brought through a really, really strong underage setup over the last number of years at minor and at 21. And there's guys there, I suppose, that I've worked with before that I'm really looking forward to working with again. So, you know, I think that's what you got to look at. You can't focus on outcomes. What happens if? You know, you just look at what's in front of you. And I can't wait to work with what I can see coming through. I think there's a lovely blend of youth and experience.
How did you assess Tips year this year just passed? I mean, it started off pretty well, finishing top of Division 1A, then beaten by Kilkenny in the league final, and then the Munster Championship hit and things seemed to change somewhat. I don't know if it was the combination of the games coming in quick succession or the short gap between league and championship. How did you assess 2018 from a Tipperary hurling point of view?
Yeah, I think you have to say they were very unlucky. You know, I guess there was a wit at the post in Turles, you know, and they did have to play 4 weeks in a row, which, you know, we're not even going to see 3 weeks in a row, I think, in the new structure. I think being the first year, there's been a lot of learnings from it, and Tip being out the first 4 weeks made it difficult. Having lost the first day in Limerick, they really gave themselves a mountain to climb. And obviously, they drew the next two puck of a ball. They could have won three matches out of four, as it turned out. And, you know, that's the margins. But, I mean, the Munster Championship is such a competitive arena. Isn't that what you look forward to? You know, you got great games, you got great competition. And I think, you know, you see the way Clare and Cork and Limerick represented Munster in the closing stages of the Championship. You know, they're outstanding. And all three of them will probably look back and say, God, we could have got our hands on the big prize, but Limerick were the overall victor. So, you know, it's always going to be a competitive arena, and I think the beauty about it is hurling is in a great place. And I suppose our job, and of me and the people that come with me, is to ensure that Tipperary are up there trying to compete with those teams, which we know are of a really, really high standard.
What kind of blend are you looking for with this squad this time round? Because I know Michael started with, 5 debutants against Limerick in the opening game of the Munster Championship this season just gone, and then had to switch things around when things didn't go the way for the game at Cork. Then are you going to lean more so on experience? Are you going to look to bring through some of those promising under-21s? Are you going to just wait until you get around to December, January to have a look at things?
Yeah, no, I'm all for giving everyone a chance. I mean, I get blank pages. We start out here in the middle of September, you know, and that's the way it should be. You know, we'll get in, we'll bring him in, and I suppose what we want is to see hands being put up left, right, and centre every night we go into train, and I think that's really what you're looking for in an environment. I mean, I suppose when you look at Limerick, I mean, I'd say there was as much competition to get into the 26 as there was to get into the starting 15, and when you've got that type of competition running within a squad, that's really where you're making progress. So, you know, it's not this game is not about the first 15 or the starting 15 anymore. It's about the strength of the pack, and I suppose that's my job over the next number of weeks, is to try and assemble a really strong pack. That means it's really competitive to get to Jersey. And when you get it, you don't want to let it go. So that's what we're all looking forward to is just getting into that setup and bringing these guys in and just seeing the reaction we can get from them in the training pitch and in everything that we do.
Yeah, are you looking to change up the style much? Is there any areas in particular that you're going to be concentrating on when you get your feet under the table? There is there anything that, as you say, you kind of it was gnawing away at you to get back at the job for a while, but is there anything that you kind of saw something that definitely needed working on?
No, look, I think, you know, there's I suppose the statistics coming out of people's ears now, and everyone has a view, as I say. But, you know, you got to heed what the stats are saying to you. I'm certainly looking forward to getting in, analysing where we're at and understanding where we're going to go. But, I'd be very, very happy that we'll have a team capable of carrying out the game plan that we look to develop over time within the squad, because I suppose ultimately it comes down to the talent and the group of people that you have that go out onto the field. And I think in Tipperary we have a very, very good crop, as I said, a small little thing, and it would have been in the last six, and who knows what would have happened in the year just gone. So yeah, I would say loads to look forward to in that regard.
It's not as if, like, we kind of look through the results and we see 2 draws and 2 defeats in the Munster Championship, but as you mentioned, there was often a puck of a ball in the outcome of a couple of those games. It wasn't necessarily a disastrous year from a Tipperary point of view, so it's not as if you're starting from zero here. This is actually something that you have definitely to get your teeth into.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. And I suppose when you seen them win in 2016, you know, what an outstanding performance they gave in All-Ireland final day under mixed tenure. And I suppose they were within a puck of a ball again in 2017 of getting into the All-Ireland final and beating Galway in the semi final, you know, from Joe's point. So, you know, this team has been ultra competitive. As I said, and that's the beauty about this championship. And I think that's really what makes the hurling championship special at the moment, is that generally it's puck of a ball stuff between any of the teams. So I suppose all we can do is, you know, focus on ourselves and make sure that we're doing everything right, and my job is to facilitate a really, really good working environment where these guys can really flourish and be the best version of themselves over 2019, and I will leave no stone unturned to make sure that's the case.
We kind of heard a couple of, like, Tipperary, for whatever reason, seems to be some county for kind of whispering campaigns and kind of rumours and stories coming out, almost more so than any other over the past couple of years. And there have been talk of disciplinary issues, there have been talk of this and that. Is that something that you're cognizant of? Is that something that you'd be willing to tackle in your opening couple of months in there? Or is that something that basically clean slate for everybody, let's go in with our eyes open here?
Well, look, there's never, to be honest with you, any Tipperary team, I've never experienced that issue with any Tipperary team I've been involved with. They've been exemplary. And I guess the last time I went in, it was all sorts of talks of unrest and various things wrong, and these players were not willing to play for Tipperary, etc. And it turned out to be an amazing group of players over 3 years that really applied themselves brilliantly over that term. And, you know, I suppose thankfully got to the summit in the final year. But, you know, I felt right throughout the 3 years were really, really competitive and really did apply themselves to really high level. So that's what I'll be looking to create, is the environment and that allows players to come in, buy into what we're looking to create in there and really just go for it. And as I said, that has always been my experience to date, from minor right up to senior. And I suppose that's what I'd be looking forward to. I mean, you know, everyone has a view when you're an inter-county player, but certainly my experience from inside the circle has been nothing but positive.
You seem to believe, and from talking to you here, I'm getting the impression that I was listening to you this morning as well, you seem to believe that there is very much a Liam McCarthy or two left in the squad as it stands.
Oh, we're a long ways off that now. I mean, that's the thing, you know. That's as I said, you know, people are saying about huge expectation. You know, we can call it any way we like. We didn't make the last six in 2018. Every team at the bottom of the hill has a vision of getting up to the summit. But realistically, from where we're coming from, the first step we have to do is get into the top six. That is the immediate step. We certainly don't have a right to talk about All Ireland from where we stand currently. But at the same time, I have no doubt that this group of Tipperary players will be hurting with the championship happening all around them last year, which is probably the first time in a number of years that has been the case. So if we can get in and we can get these boys playing to their potential, I think we have every chance of getting into the top six. And if you get into the top six, then I guess that's where the real business end kicks in. And you know, there's a lot of hurling to be played between now and May. And I'm certainly looking forward to getting to know this group of players over the winter months and getting ready for the league campaign that kicks off for us the end of January.
When did this gnawing start is what I'm curious about. Because in 2010, like, you're leaving very much on a high, the biggest high you could possibly walk out on. When did it start to bite at you?
Look, it never goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a proud Tipperary man, and always have been. The first thing I done after I finished in 2010 was buy my season ticket, and you know, I've always been a regular at league matches and at championship matches and at club matches. As I said, I'm a very, very fortunate man to be in a position to go and take charge of your county. And, you know, people are like, suppose, you know, it's amazing. Some people are saying, "Ash, you're mad." You know, you could have sat above in the studio and you could have stayed talking about it from the comfort of a couch, but ultimately, I'm a Tipperary man, and I feel that I can add something to my county. And yes, the easy thing to do or the easy option here would have been to stay sitting above in the studio. But actually, for me, I just want to go in and I want to see, can I give a little bit more into this squad and into this team? And that's what I'm prepared to do. And for me, there's no risk here. This is something I want to do, and I'll have no regrets at the end of my term, because I know I will do this job to the best of my ability. And whatever we get, we get. And my aim is to enjoy the journey. People will have views. Some people will like me. Some people won't like what I do. But, you know, that's my job, and I'm happy to take this job on, as I said, because I am a proud Tipperary man, and all I can do is give it 100%, and that's what it'll get for me every day of the week.
Liam, we wish you the very best of luck with everything over the course of the coming 3 years, in fact, of your tenure in charge of the Tipperary Hurlers. Welcome back to Inter-County Management. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Richie.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.